The Quiet and Gentle Missionary. Preparing for the Columban Centenary. Ordained by Bishop Garvin, secretary to Bishop Garvin, with Bishop Garvin in Hanyang to see the end of World War II, manager of the Far East Office, Melbourne, prepared the Australian Columban art calendar for decades. Leading up to the centenary of St. Columban's Mission Society, we remember Father Edward Eddie Sherry, whose anniversary of death is August the 18th. Father Sherry was ordained in Dalgan, Ireland in 1935 by the Columban founder Bishop Edward Garvin. He was appointed to China in 1936. As part of his training for the China Mission, he studied printing in Manchester with the aim of teaching printing at the Mission's Trade School of Hanyang. The Japanese invasion of China destroyed this plan before Father Sherry had completed the three-year course. He arrived in China in 1939 and was there until 1948. He spent four of those years as secretary to Bishop Garvin in Hanyang. He was appointed to a parish which he occupied briefly before leaving in the face of the communist threat. And one of his treasured experiences was being with Bishop Garvin in Hanyang to see the end of World War II. After a home vacation, Father Sherry was on Columban promotion in England for 3 years before being appointed to the Australian and New Zealand region in 1954. He worked in the Far East Office as manager and for many years prepared the Columban art calendar. Finding suitable paintings for the calendar was an onerous task that Father Sherry took upon himself. And when he returned to England for home leave, he took the opportunity to tour the best art galleries of Europe and the USA, searching for fine artworks. Father Sherry prepared the Columban art calendar for the last time in 1992 before his retirement in 1994 at St. Columban's Essendon. He died on August the 18th, 2006, and is buried at the Melbourne General Cemetery in Carlton. In a reflection, We Are Worthwhile, Columban Father Keith Gorman wrote, I often think of fellow Columban Father Edward Sherry, who died in August of 2006. Shortly before he died, one of the staff who was going away for 2 weeks said, I'll see you when I get back, to which Eddie replied with a smile, I may have changed my address by then. The quiet, gentle, dedicated missionary will be long remembered.